This Chazar is Echanesh Bechachas HaShagav Yehudah Masechem Noach Vazdaf Nun Aleph. A Mishnah says with regard to the Chavitin HaKayin Gadol, its kneading, its shaping, and its baking were done in the Azara, and they may be done on Shabbos. How do we know this? Rav Huna said, the Pasuk says Tufinei, which is dashing to mean that it should have a nice appearance. If the Chavitin for Shabbos were baked before Shabbos, it would become blown up with air, would not be fresh, therefore it must be made on Shabbos. Rav Yosef asks, why can't it be made before Shabbos and wrapped in vegetation, which prevent these things from happening? And for the Mara, rather, the Yeshiva Rav Shmuel said, the Pasuk says Te'oseh, which teaches that it may be done even on Shabbos and even if Tameh. The Pasuk says Soiless Mincha Tomid, which teaches that Chavitim is like the Mincha of the carbon Tomid, just like the Tomid and its Mincha override Shabbos and Tumah, same as for Chavitim. Third Teret, Rava said, Pasuk says Al Machavas, that teaches that a Klisharis is used in the making of the Chavitim, and therefore if it's made before Shabbos, it would become possible with Lina when it's left overnight. Therefore, it must be that it's made on Shabbos. Zaklamar, there's a Brice that supports Rava. The Brice says Al Machavas teaches that the Chavitim must be made using a Klisharis. The extra word Bashemen comes to add on comes to add on the amount of oil that's needed. The question is how much more than a typical lug of oil should be used. The pasuk by Michas Asachim of the Talmud says shemen. From here we learn that just like over there, we use three lugum of oil per yisoin of flour. The same is over here. On the other hand, it also says shemen by Michas Nadava. So maybe we should say that just like over there, there's one lug used for each yisoin. The same should be over here by chavitin. It says the chavitin are more similar to the Talmud that both are tadir, both override Shabbos and both override tumah. Maybe say the chavitin is more similar to Michas Nadava. Maybe why? Because they're both offerings of a yachid, they're both brought on their own, not as an accompaniment to a carbon, and both are brought with levoina. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon and Berkha, says the pasuk of Soiless Mincha Tamid teaches the chavitim like a tamid, just like the tamid uses three lugum per yisarin. The same is for the chavitim. Rabbi Shimon says the Torah increased the amount of oil to be used for the chavitim, and the Torah increased the amount of oil to be used for the tamid, just like the tamid uses three lug per yisarin. The same is for the chavitim. The Brisa asks, maybe we should say that the Torah also increased the amount of oil to be used for the parim and the rams, and just like over there, it's only two lukum per yisarin. Over here, also for the chavitim, should be two lukum per yisarin. But I said we learn the case of chavitim, which is brought of one yisarin, from the case of tam, which also brought one yisarin, rather than learning from the mincha of the parim and the rams, from which where more than one yisarin is brought. First, the Brisa says the word Bashemen teaches that more oil than usual is used, but then asks that maybe it should be like a Minchas Adava, which would mean that there is no extra oil used. Make up your mind. Abaya said the view that Bashemen indicates that more than a typical amount of oil should be used is the view of Rav Shimon, and the one that suggests that it should be the same amount of oil as a Minchas Adava is the view of Rabbi Yishmael. Another teretz, Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said the entire beginning of the Brisa is the view of Rabbi Yishmael, who at first thought to say that Bashemen must be coming to teach a requirement for additional oil, because it's obvious that it needs some oil, and the word can't be coming to teach that it simply needs some oil. Then he thought to say, no, maybe it's not obvious that it needs some oil, and the word is simply telling us that it needs some oil, and that's why he ultimately needed to learn the additional oil requirement from the pasuk of Soiless Mincha Tamid. Third teret, Rabba said that the entire beginning of the Brisa follows the view of Rabbi Shimon, who at first thought that although Bashemen teaches that additional oil is required, we would know this even without the word Bashemen, based on a comparison to a Tamid. Since that was refuted, he then realized that we need Bashemen to teach this extra oil requirement. Zok to the next Mishnah. If they did not appoint a new Kohen Gadol after one had died that day, so who pays for the Chavitin has to be brought when the Kohen Gadol is no longer alive? Rav Shimon said it's paid by the Tzibur. Rav Yehuda said it's paid by the Kohen Gadol's Yorshim. In this case, it's offered whole, the fully sarin, and it's not halved into a chatzi and a chatzi. Zokhtar Marabai says, if Kohen Gadol died and no replacement was appointed, how do we know that the daily chavitin is paid for by the Yarshim? The Pasuk says, V'hakoyin ha-mashiach tachtov mibonov yase oisa. We would think that it should be brought halved, the Pasuk says, oisa, which means it's brought whole. This is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon says, Chok Olam teaches that it should be brought by the tzibur. The Pasuk of Kalul Toktir teaches that it should be entirely burned on the Mizbeach. The pasuk of Akoyin Hamashiach Tachlam Mibanov is used by another Brisa to teach a different drasha. And for the Mara, the fact that the pasuk says Mibanov allows for the second drasha. Rav Shimon says that Oisa is used to teach that if the Kohen Gadol died after bringing the morning chavitim and a replacement is appointed, the new Kohen Gadol may not use the remaining half yisarin of the previous Kohen Gadol, and he may not just simply bring a half yisarin; rather, he has to bring a full yisarin and only offer half. He doesn't learn this from Umachtisa like we did earlier in the Gemara, because he does not darshan a vav. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chok Olam teaches this applies to all generations, and the Kohen Gadol must bring the Chavitim every single day. He says that Kalil Toktar is written to create a Gzeir Shava between the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol and the Mincha of a regular Kohen, which teaches that just as there's a lav to eat the Mincha of a regular Kohen, there's also a lav to eat the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol as well, and just as Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol is entirely burned, the same is true for the mincha of a regular kohen. In fact, Rav Shimon learns from a pasuk that the tzibur pays. So does he really hold it to deraisa? There's a mishnah where Rav Shimon says it's only drabbanon. After the Rav Avohu said deraisa, it's a tzibur who has to pay. When there came a time when the communal funds had no money, the drabbanon instituted that the yarshim should pay for it. When they saw that they were negligent in paying for it, they put it back on the deraisa status that the tzibur should pay for it. We find a similar concept regarding the ashes of the parah aduma, which deraisa is not subject to me'ilah. The drabbanon then enacted that it is subject to me'ilah, and later went back to the deraisa status and said that it's no longer subject to me'ilah.